Hi, Emmaus. Welcome back to the Proclaim and Display Podcast, episode 53, where we help you show and tell the gospel to your neighbors and the nations. Back in the studio today with Jaron and with our summer specialists, Courtney and Cody.
Yoo-hoo!
Hey. How's it going?
What's up, guys? Back. Haven't had you guys here for a while, so it's good to have you back on the podcast. We know that summer is a fun ministry time. So we talked about seasons a couple of episodes ago, maybe last episode. Jaron, as I recall, summer not your favorite season. Yeah.
Just
hot. It's hot in the room right now when we're recording, you know.
It feels a little bit like summer.
It's beautiful outside today, though.
It is wonderful.
It is. You know, summer has its positives. My kids wait, you know, all year for summer to come around. So, Cody, season of the year, are you summer? Are you?
I'm a spring guy.
Okay. Yeah. So we're right in the middle of your
sweet
spot. I plant
the garden and then it dies in the summer.
No, that's good. So One thing about summer, you guys have tons of ministry we're going to talk about. It's expensive to do ministry, you know, in the summer. And we are thankful for Emmaus being so generous to be able to do what we do. But maybe we could add a few sponsors, you know, to the podcast or for summer ministry. So you guys have any good ideas this week? I couldn't come up with good sponsor. We need a sponsor.
Sonic.
That's a great idea.
I think that keeps me fueled.
Do you have the app where you get the half-price drinks all the time? Yeah, the Sonic app, it's not just 2 to 4 happy hour. It's
all the time.
All the time you get half-price drinks.
I wonder if they serve my new favorite drink, soda water.
Soda water?
Well, you can choose anything on the app. All the options.
Literally just soda water, though.
Yeah, that's what I had for lunch today.
That's true. You did have that, yeah.
It's free.
Man. I thought you were going to come up with a really so my kids are obsessed with Swig. Those fancy drinks, which they're very proud of their drinks. The dirty sodas? Yeah. Well, I think Sonic did their own. Sonic did their own form of dirty soda for a while, where you could do it. So
I was thinking maybe Toys R Us could sponsor the.
Are you a Toys R Us kid, Cody?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Emmaus fully knows Cody's love for Toys R Us. So, I thought this was a bit for a while, but no, I think it's legit. What's the background, Cody? The quick background for your Toys R Us?
I've always loved Toys R Us, just being able to go in there. Obviously, it doesn't exist in the same format anymore. But in high school, I wanted so badly to work at Toys R Us. And I applied so many times, and I said, I love kids, I love toys, I love doing all this stuff.
That might have been one problem.
Yeah. It's a little too much, right? And then about 3 years later, my brother got a job at Toys R Us.
Oh, no.
And
he learned
I've
from
always,
your...
I've always been jealous of him.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so good. Okay, episode 53 of the podcast, sponsored by Toys R Us and Swig and Sonic. And, oh, man. You know what the podcast is not sponsored by? Goose Lovers of America. Oh, it is not sponsored by my geese. Cody absolutely threw me under the bus on social media on the geese.
Didn't even give you a warning.
I was gone, last week, and I've opened up Instagram, and there's geese walking outside, and Cody's trying to determine if I should be thrown to the geese or not. So
there were several comments offer the sacrifice.
Yeah, a few people came into my defense, but... yeah, this thing with the geese, I don't know. And it just, they won't go away. They're always there. So
they were definitely there.
Yeah, they were there right outside the office door. So this Sunday coming up, which would be May 12th.
Yes.
This Sunday, May 12th.
Mother's Day.
I've got Mother's Day. And I have another goose thing to put in front of the church. Nice. So prepare yourselves, Emmaus, for Mother's Day, which should be the focus. Well, the Lord should be the focus. Then we celebrate our moms. And then come for an update on the geese. So prepare yourselves for this.
Teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser there. So, all right. Speaking of teasers, Courtney, teaser for the summer. Throw us out. What's the schedule for kids ministry? Still doing Vacation Bible School?
We are absolutely done. We're less than a month away.
The great event
absolutely.
Of the year.
Absolutely. So registration's open if you have not registered, either as a volunteer or as a kid. Go ahead and get that
done. First full week of June.
First full week of June, June 3 to 7. And RVBS is 9 to noon each day. Breaker Rock Beach is our theme this year.
Which we thought was Hawaii Beach, but it's not that.
It's Pacific Northwest, Oregon Beach. The idea is that we build our lives on the truth of God, which is solid rock and not shifting sand. And so we're going to focus on the truths that we find in God's Word, which we have to balance against the things that the world tells us that are not true. So our kids are going to be really challenged in that way. So I'm excited about that.
On VBS, one of my favorite things that we see every year, and there's a lot of favorite things at VBS, but Emmaus people walking up to registration with a neighbor, friend, or are you bringing people? Mm. So remind people ages for bringing a neighbor to Vacation Bible School.
So completed pre-K, which means they have to be eligible for kindergarten this fall. So they have to be 5 by September 1 of this year. Through completed 6th grade. So our 6th graders actually spend the week with Cody. Kind of as like a student ministry intro week with him.
My 6th grader's excited. Yeah. I think she is about that. So,
but they still get to do parts of VBS, so they're not kicked out yet.
No, that's such a fun idea. Yeah. I love that. So
we would love for...
We were trying to think the other day. So they do VBS, then we call 4th and 5th grade VBX, which is fun because they're more grown up. And so Emery was like, so am I in VBY for youth? I was like, I love that.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
That is fun.
Now it's VBY. Exactly. So for our 6th graders.
Maybe that's what we'll call it.
I don't know.
Vacation Bible Youth.
Vacation Bible Youth. Yes, I love it. Sure. I love it. Okay, so that's keep rolling. So we have Vacation Bible School.
The end of June, we have Camp Big Enough, which is our day camp for completed 1st and 2nd graders. And that's just a one day. It's not an overnight. But it's kind of a precursor to... So summer camp. And then this summer, our kids camp is actually, kids camp, preteen camp, is moved to the middle of July. And so July 14th through the 19th, we'll take our completed 3rd to 6th graders with us for a week there. And we still do have a few spots open for that. So if anybody's interested signing up, they can email me, Courtney@emmausokc.org.
So Texas in July this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hot enough in June. And so we're really pumped for that.
That's great.
Yeah.
We've taken over where the youth left off. We used to do Six Flags in July. So we did it in March this year.
July. So, yeah, it'll be fun. I'm excited about that for sure. Yeah. So it'll be a fun summer.
And then school will be back weeks after that, and we'll promote again. Oh
my God. And this Sunday, I have to give parents the sad, sad news that Elevate Children's Church wraps up for the spring semester on May 19th.
Yes.
Pre-K through first graders, bring extra coloring supplies and things like that.
Young family apologizes in advance. If you know, you know.
Jaren's going to have to really come with extra goodies and snacks and things like that. And then we'll pick back up in August when school starts back with Elevate. So, all right, Cody, your turn. What's summer look like?
Well, we don't ever really end, but we start. We have our kind of a summer kickoff on May 29th here at the church, and it's really a great opportunity for us to just hang out, get the students excited for what's coming up this summer.
That's a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night, and then really we hit the ground running with Courtney. Really, our students are a big part of helping with Vacation Bible School.
Oh man, I love that.
Which is always really awesome. And then we go straight to Super Summer right after VBS. In fact, the adults, including me and a few other adults, we leave that next day to go to Super Summer to get prepared. And that's June 10th through the 14th. We've got a little over 30 students going to Super Summer this year. So really excited for that. Right after Super Summer, the week after, we go to Falls Creek, which is that's kind of the biggest event that we do for student ministry throughout the year. We take about 120 students and 30, 40 adults, and we head down to Falls Creek for an awesome week of God moving, and we're really excited this year. The theme for Falls Creek this year is totally, which we were kind of joking in staff meeting earlier that we kept saying totally over and over.
Yeah.
Not going to do that this time, but the theme is this idea of God being totally capable, totally able, totally trustworthy, all of these ideas, and kind of our theme for Emmaus is God's got this. This idea of God's got this, God's got you, you can put your trust in Him. So we're really excited to talk about that this summer. And then really, we have a couple of weeks where we're here and we don't have something going on. And then July 13th through 17th, we have taken on a new, really awesome opportunity this year. We're partnering as a sending partner for Go Students, and we're going to be having about 100 teenagers here this summer. Not just from our church, probably 20 to 30 from our church, and then about 80 students from around the state that'll be joining us for a mission trip here right in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So we'll be hosting them here at Emmaus, and
Really and excited. We know our ministry partner really well, right?
Oh, yeah. This thing.
So
yeah.
Tell people who we're
connecting. Yeah, Jim Leehue is our, it's kind of our, what we would call our field rep.
Oh, nice.
So
we need to get him a badge that field says rep. Field rep. Absolutely. Or like a nice shirt or something for Jim.
So he's going to be working, he's been working really hard to connect us with ministries and churches in Norman and more in Oklahoma City. But we're really excited about that opportunity because we get to, you know, it's a little different to do your mission trip in town.
Yeah.
And stay the night at your church, but we're it's actually going to be a really cool opportunity for us.
Yeah, I'm excited about that for sure.
What's the back up a little bit for those that don't know? Like, explain Super Summer and what is and the difference with
for sure. Spring. Super Summer's really an opportunity for students who are leaders in our student ministry, students who are leaders in our church. Students that exhibit qualities of leadership. I mean, we're not looking for perfect. I know sometimes people have the idea that you're looking for like the perfect kids. Well, you're looking at the imperfect.
Yeah, we're in trouble. Yeah. So,
we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for faithfulness and students that are excited about the things of God, excited about their friends coming to the Lord and things like that. So we've been actually working through a process really since March on doing interviews and Still not 100% done with that process, but I mean, they go through a process of getting references, interviews, making sure they're here at church, and they show these qualities of leadership. And because of that, we want them to go to Super Summer and kind of get more training and more encouragement to be leaders here in our church. So
it's a great balance for Falls Creek, where Falls Creek is kind of our out, you know, you're going absolutely. Out and Super Summer is kind of that in building students, and they go together so well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
So it's always fun doing them back to back, but it works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. So for both of you, as Emmaus is praying and they pray for student ministry, pray for kids ministry, what would you ask people to pray for? So what are you praying about, you know, as you go into the summer, and then how could people pray for you guys along the way? So we'll throw it back to Courtney for a second.
I mean, I think it goes without saying we're praying for salvations.
Absolutely.
I mean, above all else, that we want the God that we know is real and true in our own lives to be real to the kids and the students and our volunteers and all that. So, I mean, we're really hoping that God shows up there and that people respond the way he's calling them. I think what I love about VBS is you get to see a lot of, I mean, the kids have fun and it's for the kids, but to see the volunteers that span all of the ages at Emmaus build relationships with one another and kind of make a big church feel smaller. That's probably one of my favorite things to see.
I would agree.
And it kicks off the summer, I think, in a really fun way. And so that's always just a win. God works in big ways there. And then I think when we head to camp and do even combined Sunday school for the summer with our first to sixth graders, just to see some unity and see them fellowship with one another. I think when they're at so many different schools and types of schools that it just sometimes they get lost in the shuffle. They feel like they're lost in the shuffle, and I want them to feel like they have a place here. We know how important community and connection is for us, and so that starts at a young age and gets them excited in kids ministry to get to student ministry. And so I think just the prayer for, you know, you want to be well, you want to be healthy all summer, you know, you need the stamina to keep going. And so I think that's kind of where we land there, that we know God has big things in store and we want to be faithful, to be obedient, to lead where he calls us.
It's fun to see those kids. I mean, it happens in student ministry, it happens in kids ministry. You make your church friends, like those connections that you have, and to see those relationships grow, and then to keep growing over the years. Cody, what about you? What do you think about the summer?
Well, I mean, honestly, Courtney took the words right out of my mouth on the first thing. Like, summer to me, the most important thing that happens in the summer is we see students, whether it's at Falls Creek or just other events that we do, students that come get away from
the
burdens of life, the pressures of life, and get to focus 100% on the Lord. And we see every summer, we see lots of students give their lives to Jesus, and that's what we want to see. That's really it's almost like a shot in the arm for a youth pastor, you know, to have students come to faith. We want to see that all year long. We don't want it to just be Falls Creek, but there's definitely something about Falls Creek where people give their lives to Jesus. The other thing, like, I think about our just all of our students, not just ones who don't know Jesus, but our students that have been following Jesus. And I want us to pray for our students to, it's kind of the same idea, to focus in on the Lord this summer. We get to do some extra things that we don't get to do during the year. We get to rub shoulders with our students more often. I mean, we've got like Thursday lunches when we're here, which is like only about half the summer. We do like breakfasts for groups of students, and just getting to spend time together, having discipleship that's happening. Not that discipleship doesn't happen during the, in fact, discipleship does happen during the school year on a big way, but summer is just almost like a supercharged time where we can do extra, kind of layer, put some more layers on top of it. So we're praying that, and I'm asking our church to pray right now for just students to grow, not just wider, but grow deeper in their faith this summer.
Yeah, it's good. No, I love that. We got about, let's take maybe 5 minutes or so. There's a conversation that we have in the office a lot, and we think about this. And I think this would be really helpful for our church family listening to this. And Jaron, you've had this conversation for years and years, I know, in your role in student ministry. We go into the summer, and inevitably there's vacations, and those are good things, not a bad thing. There's vacations, people get away to the lake, sports that's already busy, you know, can ramp up for periods of time. And then it's just kind of a chance to take a deep breath. So how do you, with all those activities going on, how do you not waste the summer spiritually? Like, how do you grow? How do you stay connected to the church? How do you live on mission when you have all these things going on? And we realize it's an important conversation because it's not just summer. People are busy 12 months out of the year, you know, and sports teams don't slow down, and work and vacation, all those things. So there's just kind of this broad ministry question of how do you continue to live out your faith during the summer? What does that look like? So I know we didn't prep for this conversation ahead of time, but I'm just curious, when you guys think about that question, when you get that question from parents, how do you respond to that?
Something that comes to mind, and I don't want to talk too much about this, but in the winter, and kind of, well, the opposite of summer, winter, this may seem super simple, but you have less daylight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't have as much time. And honestly, sometimes people, you know, struggle with more mental health issues in the winter. Oh, that seasonal effectiveness.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think in the summer, you have so much more time. You don't have more time, but you have more time to get outside, more time to do things with other people. And I think when we're talking about, like, how can we use the summer? How can we use it for God's glory and for, you know, living on mission and living for the Lord? I think one of the things is we're already going to be doing stuff late, you know, into the evening because of the awesome fact that we have the sun out till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, using your backyard barbecues, your July 4th, your all of the things that you're going to be doing anyways, bringing the Lord and bringing the gospel into those situations is really important, because we're going to be rubbing shoulders with people more than we do probably in January and February and March, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point, because sometimes we think about ministry, you know, in quotation marks or whatever, we think about ministry as adding something extra into our schedule, as opposed to what are we already doing and how does that become, you know, part of that mission in ministry. That's a great point. I love that.
I think the other thing that just kind of, I don't know, is always in the back of my head is that, especially with kids, that even just spending time with them, like the extra time that like they're not in school, you're not having to focus on homework and other things slow down a little bit, even if you're on vacation and things like that. But if you as a parent, if you as a grandparent or whoever, you know, is around the kids, if you're spending your daily time in the Word, the overflow of that when you spend time with your kids is going to come out. And I don't know, I think there's a little bit of extra time to do some scripture memory or even just pick a book of the Bible, or even just a couple chapters to focus on for the summer, or take the verses, you know, from the Sunday morning sermon, and just spend extra time talking to your kids about that. But I think a lot of it just comes from those relationships. If you can spend special time with your kids and you're right with the Lord, that's going to be an overflow and it's naturally going to come out, without it having to be this sit down, do this Play-Doh activity, read five verses and answer all these questions. I think it's when you make it that just that habitual routine of your life every day. That's where I think you find the extra time.
Yes.
You know, and just the mundane to point them back to him.
Yeah. I also think, like, kind of going along with what Courtney and I are both saying, I think there's so much more going. We have more busyness in our lives, not in the summer, you know, during the school year. But in the summer, you've just got so much more life and so much more, I mean, butterflies flying around and, you know, flowers are growing. And
Jaren's wilting over here thinking about the heat. So,
and I think even just those really simple things, like in the world around us, are opportunities to teach, like when we're thinking about our kids and our families, opportunities for us to, like, just take 2 minutes when we're walking outside and you know, connect the world and what they're seeing to what God's doing, you know.
Is the, I'll mess up the Deuteronomy verses here, but it's the, you know, when you sit at home or lie down, mm-hmm. when you get up, when you walk along the road, just in everything you do. Yeah. Yeah. Talking about faith.
And I think at the same time, not letting the kind of laziness of summer get you out of the Sunday routine of being here. Because I think it would be easy, like, oh, we stayed up extra late on a Saturday night, and so we're going to skip Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And summer, that's important to still be here. Yeah. You know.
Well, the whole word mission just has this connotation that it's not something that's passive.
Or
it happens on its own. Like, it's a commitment. It's being intentional. And I think in regards to the family, you can... to use an illustration, you can hop on the inner tube and just float down the stream and just let life happen. Mm-hmm. And then you get off on August and it's time for school.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, wow, what did we do?
Yeah.
And I mean, when you're busy, when you're tired, that's the easiest thing to do. And so doing a hard thing and trying to, I think even just within the family, like not overlooking the ministry of presence and just spending time together. Go for a walk, go grab a snow cone, just doing stuff together. And then, as you guys have said so well, just how do you bring up gospel conversations? Mm-hmm. How do you make connections with things that are already happening to the word, to the gospel? Is a really helpful thing.
No, that's good. I'm thinking through, this is really helpful, the conversation, because this Sunday is something I want to think about, just kind of commissioning, sending out our families into the summer, and what does that look like, and do that over the next couple of weeks. But this idea that everything we do is part of God's work in our lives. We want to do those to honor Him and point people to Him. The language of making the most of every opportunity, I mean, it really does fit with the summer. Any final things for you guys, like wheels turning, any final comments on that?
Thank you for being a church that supports summer activities.
Absolutely.
For our students and our kids.
Yeah.
I think we don't take it for granted that we have a church that prays for us and gives, and we're not really concerned about the support behind us. We're able to just do what God's told us to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. And if you have a question on whether anybody needs a scholarship for Falls Creek or Kids Camp, the answer
Absolutely.
Is yes.
We do.
Yes, yes. Those are a huge gift. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. Jaren, I know you've been down this road many years on summer ministry, and you will have your own version of that this year, but would you pray for kids ministry, student ministry, summer ministry, and then we'll wrap up.
Yeah, let's do it. God, we are so humbled, Lord, that we can even come before you and, Lord, to share our heart and to remind ourselves through prayer who you are. And Lord, we just thank you even for this conversation as we think about the blessing and the gift the season of summer is in a lot of ways. And for us ministerially, Lord, it gives us a lot of opportunities to love on kids and students and their families in ways that we're not able to do during the school year. So we thank you for that gift and the Lord, the leadership that you have provided at our church with just my friends beside me and Courtney and Cody, but also the countless number of adults, people in our church who have that same passion and Lord, want to give of their time, their money, their emotional energy. Lord, so many things because they love what God's doing in our families and our kids and our students. And Lord, just to really sit back and think about the impact that every single one of us in our church you allow us to be a part of, Lord, that will continue on for generations. And what an amazing gift that is. And so, Lord, we do pray for the things that are going to happen this summer. Lord God, we know that you're already on the other side of this summer season, and Lord, you are you're going to be honored, you're going to be glorified, and you're going to be praised, and we thank you for that, Lord, because also that means it's for our good. And Lord, we just pray that you just do a work this summer, that you keep Cody and Courtney and so many others and Kennedy on these mission trips and other things that are be happening this summer, keep them healthy. And Lord, we pray that you would save souls, that yes. You, as Cody said, Lord, that you would not only widen what discipleship looks like for our kids and students, but you would deepen that, Lord, that you would allow them to walk through experiences that actually let them taste and see that you are good. And so, God, we praise you for your work, that you're promised to finish your work in us because you started it. And so do that and start that work in others as well this summer. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We love you, Emmaus. We'll see you soon.